and inviting you into this meditation on feeling strong. Feeling your contact points with the ground and with the chair, or wherever you are sitting on. Contact of the feet with the ground. Contact of your legs and buttocks with the chair. And your hands with wherever they are resting upon. Taking the time to ground yourself in this seated posture, which is a good way to ground yourself when you feel overwhelmed or stressed. You can always come to the bottom of your body and the contact points with the ground and the chair if you are sitting. And then tuning into your breathing, feeling the breath at the level of your belly, if you like, or anywhere else. I personally like the belly, because it supports this grounding feeling. And if you like, you could start by breathing in on the count of 4 or 5. And breathing out on the count of 6 or 7 or 8. So lengthening the out-breath, which helps to tap into a feeling of relaxation and calm. And then continuing to feel the movement of your belly with the breath. As good as you can, focusing on the breathing. And whenever you are distracted, you can notice where your mind has gone. And then gently escort it back to the breath. Knowing that it's normal to be distracted. But whenever you notice that you are distracted, that's when you are back. And that's when you can strengthen your concentration again. Simply feeling the breath. And now I would like you to call up or to tap into a feeling of strength. It could be that it's already present through this anchoring practice that I did with you, through feeling the contact points of the ground and the seat and the breath. It could be that you prefer to call it up through a memory of a moment in time when you were strong, when you stood up for yourself or for someone else. Can be a physical experience like in wilderness or hiking or in sports, or it could also be simply enduring during a phase of illness. Can be a mental experience through standing up for yourself, enduring difficult times, maybe now in this pandemic. Remembering that these experiences can be small. It doesn't need to be a big achievement. It can simply be enduring and going through day by day through this pandemic. So tapping into this feeling of strength, can be various examples. Or it could be that you decide to focus on one. And then making it last and intensifying it in your mind. So protecting it from distractions. Whenever thoughts come of moments when you were not so strong or judgments, you can notice them and then disengage from it and deciding to focus on feeling strong. Whenever other distractions come, simply notice them and come back to feeling strong. And bringing your attention to your body and noticing how it feels in your body to be strong. How does that feel in your shoulder area? Are your shoulders dropping? Are you maybe sitting up a little more upright? How does it feel in your face? Is there a different expression on your face? How does it feel in your eyes? The look in your eyes. What other body sensations can you detect? Is Is it a feeling of energy or warm or tingling or rather of relaxation? Taking the time to explore this feeling in your body. From time to time, refreshing the image of maybe one particular situation when you felt strong. Maybe noticing how this is relevant for you right now, to feel strong. Maybe even sensing desires of being strong. And maybe there is a change of posture as you intensify this feeling of strength in your body. Maybe there is a change in body sensations. Breathing deeper or feeling more energetic or calm. And also noticing if there's any emotion attached to this feeling of strength. Maybe it's confidence or joy or calm or relief. How does this feel in your body? Maybe there are thoughts coming in your mind related to feeling strong. I wish I could feel like this every day, or thoughts of moments when you were not so strong. But if that's the case, deciding to focus on the positive, on the feeling of strength. Breathing with it, making it last, making these neurons fire so they can wire and increasingly become part of your neural structure. And allowing this feeling of strength to sink into you, become part of you. Like warm water in a bath, or gentle warm rain. Or an expanding light. And if you like, you can even link this feeling of strength with a very slight feeling of weakness or vulnerability, which is on the side of your awareness. So keeping the feeling of strength big and prominent in your awareness, while allowing the slight idea of a moment of weakness or a thought about weakness or vulnerability to come up. And if it becomes too strong, you can always drop the negative and only rest in strength. But if this works for you, you could imagine that the feeling of strength is like almost flooding over, expanding into feelings of weakness, helplessness, and vulnerability, soothing them, easing them, healing them. For example, you could do it with the breath, breathing in feelings of strength, breathing out and letting go, feelings of weakness, vulnerability, helplessness. Breathing in strength. Breathing out what you can let go of. And finally, only resting in the feeling of strength. If it has diminished, you can always come back to this feeling of grounding yourself. Feet on the ground, buttocks on the chair. Sitting upright and strong with dignity. Embodying the strength in your posture. And if you like, bringing a gentle smile to your lips and taking a few more conscious breaths. And opening your eyes again. Gently coming out of this meditation.